Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
I hope that you've had your dinner or your supper or whatever you term you use, because I'm going to tell you right now, it's going to get food-like up in here. We're going to be talking like, really, we're going to be talking ribs. We're talking Bub City Ribs, Parkway Bank Place, 5441 Park Place, where else? Rosemont. And the chef and partner of Bub City is Christian Ekman. Good evening and welcome to WGN.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great.
Let me ask.
Yeah, you know.
Go ahead.
I said it's kind of the end of the summer, you know, out grilling and barbecuing and, you know, the smoke's in the air.
It sure is. Who's Bub?
Bub was a friend of ours a long time ago when we started up the first one. So,
this is
kind of the second inclination. But, yeah, Bub was a good
friend.
That's
great. That's great. How long ago was that?
The first Bub City was in the 90s. I was over on Weed Street. And then we had a reincarnation and down on Clark Street. Our first one was came out in 2012. And then Rosemont out in 2016.
Fantastic. How's it going for you out there in Rosemont? I'm pretty sure they love their ribs.
Definitely a rib and brisket crowd out there.
It's
been great.
How did you get your
great response?
Not only you're the partner, but you're also the chef. How do you get trained to prepare this particular kind of food for, you know, briskets, ribs? I mean, is it something that's passed down to you from someone else, or is there actually some sort of instruction from a classroom? How does it go?
It's a lot of experience. You know, my grandfather was a butcher, so I kind of had that, you know, meat and, you know, basically always kind of been around it and sausages and that sort of thing. And, got into smoking early in my, you know, just kind of playing around with it and stuff when, you know, I was kind of a younger chef and stuff like that. And then when we kind of started coming up with this, you know, we just went throughout the country, visited a lot of our friends, and ate a ton of barbecue to kind of figure out, the techniques and kind of, you know, the things that we wanted to use.
Yeah.
And kind of brought all that back to Bub.
Yeah, you know, I've heard about some other friends of mine who got into the restaurant business who will remain nameless. That's exactly what they did. They were going to specialize in a certain dish, so they traveled. Their excuse was to travel all over the country and try restaurants that were serving like-minded dishes and see if they could borrow from them. Of course, it didn't help that they got to eat in every one of these places and travel across the United States. I mean, come on.
It's a wonderful thing.
Yes, it is. You know, there are many different ways and styles to barbecue. What do you prefer, and why do you prefer it?
I think it's different for everybody, you know, and I think, you know, you kind of come with your, you know, with your smoker and what you got, and you kind of put those things together. And, you know, I think it's a calling, though, you know, that woodsy kind of, you know, smoked meat, you know, is something that all of us kind of crave. And, you know, however means that you can kind of go about to do it, you know, whether it's on just like a Weber, you know, and you got your coals off to your side and you're just kind of doing some easy smoking on a Weber, you know. You've got a lot of those new grills out there that a lot of guys are using. I've always had just kind of a, you know, an old school kind of like iron cast iron box that, you know, that I kind of smoke in. It's kind of my first smoker that I had, and it's, you know, something that I really, really enjoy.
Yeah.
You know, I like, you know, we've got great wood up here. We've got a lot of hickory and kind of those fruit woods. So I kind of like some of those fruit woods, especially now this time of year. I love smoking pork bellies into bacon with some apple wood. And getting ready for BLT season and everything.
Oh, my God. Wait a minute.
I know.
Can I stop you for a second?
There's
actually a BLT season?
Of course. Well, this is the best time for tomatoes in the Midwest. So I kind of plan it all out, you know, so I can have some great bacon and kind of go along that route.
I guess I just never heard it put that way. Of course it's BLT season. Great tomatoes, great bacon, great we're off and rolling. What about, you know, now, obviously, what I'm about to say reveals that I don't know squat about barbecue and ribs, but I hear something called rubs. What is that? Like, they have different rubs for the meat?
Yeah, so your rub is kind of your seasoning, you know. All of your rubs are your primary is going to be, for brisket, we do a true brisket, so or a Texas-style brisket, so we just use salt and black pepper. Very simple. For pork and for chicken, you know, you like to kind of spice up your rubs a little bit. So your basics are, you know, salt, some sort of a pepper, a paprika, a black pepper, a combination of those. You know, some guys do some chilies in there. And then you're going to add a sugar component, a sweetness to it.
Oh, right.
You know,
right.
And that helps balance out and kind of gives you that caramelization, you know, when it's going through that smoking cycle.
Then, of course, there's the barbecue sauce, which I've heard some barbecuers come up with their own and guard the recipe with their life. I mean,
I would say that, yes. Yes, very, very true. But, you know, I think that, you know, having all those wonderful sauces out there just gets you to, you know, be out and taste and
absolutely.
Find those things that you really, really enjoy.
And I'm guessing, too, that no matter what the rub or the seasoning or the sauce, you've got to start with a really good piece of meat.
Exactly. We have great friends that are wonderful purveyors and you know, the cuts that we source, you know, are wonderful, natural, you know, pieces of meat, you know, great marbling on them, you know, and when you start with a great product, you know, and just kind of, you know, coax it along and kind of get it in the smoker and let it do its thing, you know, it turns out absolutely wonderful.
Yeah, I can imagine. You know, when I started talking to you, I said, I hope people have had supper or dinner and, you know, physician Hugh Lysel, I'm starving right now. Parkway Bank Place, 5441 Park Place, Rosemont, Bub City, the well-known barbecue. And we're talking to Christian Ekman, who is the chef and the partner. And thank you so much for being with us. I'm sure you've made everybody who's listening very, very hungry. So thanks.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful.
All right, thanks very much. Nice talking to you. Okay. Yeah, I'm ready for some ribs right now. How about you?